Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Taco Tuesday, get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day. Man, this is going to be a heck of a day.
Mike, what's going on?
I think the world as we know it will change a little bit tomorrow when we get back.
Will you guys watch tonight? And I'm assuming you always do, right?
You're either assuming wrong.
Okay.
This election. I swear to you. I'm going to bed.
No, do you before? Like, have you, like, you would watch before?
Always.
That's what I thought. Well, because you're an information guy.
Yeah. And
you're, like,
always. I would follow this stuff.
I'd Why not this year?
Because I just.
Crap show?
Yeah. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow. I don't believe. I didn't want to get into it. I just lost so much faith in the government. So, we'll see.
I'm telling you, the world as we know it will change tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's going to change. Well, when do you think we get the answer? Because there's some people saying,
"Oh, I love how it takes months."
Well, they said it should be quicker.
Then your system's flawed.
Well, they said the new system, it shouldn't take as long. I believe that it should be relatively quick.
It shouldn't take more than a second. It should all be done electronically, and yeah. You should know immediately. This is nonsense. This is outrageous what we're doing here. Like, come on, man. You could totally.
You don't mind. Did you do this on purpose? Stop, Rob. Look at this. And now I want to poke him with some things and see what happens.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah. Makes me so mad.
What's that big ass chain around your neck? You got a chain on?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Is that a Saxon? Jackson, whatever it is.
Could be a football player.
A football player.
I just saw the chain creeping out.
Usually it doesn't pop out because you can't see my.
I got my money on my chain.
My beautiful man chest here. I got money for my chain.
You got that lettuce poking out there.
Except this is ground beef. This is stainless steel, not silver or gold.
Not platinum.
It's no, like, platinum. This was $29.
This is aluminum.
Don't go out in the sun.
Everybody thinks it's real.
It is real.
Yeah, it is real. It's real steel.
Yeah,
Oh boy.
This I've talked to so many people that are just done with it. And again, like you're talking about, I would normally turn this on and watch it. But wherever you go, you're going to hear what they want you to hear right now. And until it's finally decided, that's when the fallout happens. And that's when we got to start picking up the pieces, no matter who it is.
You know, the good thing with me is I never cared. I never followed politics. I know who I'm voting for. I know why I'm voting for them. I'm not a... You know, an agenda-based voter. You know, I want to know the facts. I want to know how it affects me. I want to know how it affects my family. And I vote that way. And after that, I supported the people who won. You know, that's how I've already treated it. I vote for who I vote for. Hope they win. If not, I'll support who's won.
Well, I don't care who wins tonight. I mean, I do care. But, like, tomorrow... You're going to have half the country not supporting what just happened.
Well, that's every election. That's no different. It's a little more volatile.
Yeah. Don't you think in past elections, it's kind of like, okay, this is, I don't like him, but this is how it is. Now it's just like, I hate him. I hate her. This shouldn't happen. And just nonstop. It's just
they've been orchestrating this for years. Years. They try to make it like it's a racial divide. It's a class divide. And they've been fanning these flames for years to get where we are now. So congratulations to them for destroying a great place.
Well, good thing we got sports as our outlet.
Yep.
And that's what we cover. And, you know, major, you know, for the majority of the time. That's all I really care about.
Well, it's just great to come to work where there's no toxicity, you know, like a place where you feel safe and, you know, you just feel kind of free and being yourself.
Are you scared here?
No.
Like, what's the matter?
You think it's toxic?
No, I said there's no toxicity here at all. None. By the way,
not in the studio, but
I don't know if you can tell my sarcasm.
At the time.
I won the sarcasm championship back in 1932.
That was sarcastic.
Jeremy, we were talking about before the show. Baylor, Gonzaga. Oh, Baylor looked like they didn't know it was a basketball game. They were literally letting Gonzaga shoot the ball. When they missed it, I'm going to get it and put it back in. You guys good? All right, good.
I'm going to put it in high school terms. Gonzaga played Baylor's JV last night. What was that? And you, like, we were just watching some of the highlights because, full disclosure, the game came at 11:30. I didn't get to see any of it.
Me either.
You know, like, we're watching
it's not important enough for me to stay up.
Not this early, at least. You know,
not that game.
And even then, like, starting a game at 11 o'clock, you're not getting bed till 1, and then what? You're going to sleep 2 hours and come into work?
If it's not Maryland, it's not important enough for us to stay up to the national championship.
So, but just watching it, it looked like the lazy, like, they had checked out after they got down double digits because nobody was rotating on defense. Guys driving down the lane, layup. Oh, a missed layup? Here, let me just get my rebound. Oh, here's another one.
No, Jerry, I watched the highlights this morning where it was a single-digit game and they were doing that.
See?
They were only down 9 and they were doing that. They were just watching things happen. It was like, you do know you're in a basketball game, right? I would have been beside myself. I would have been peeling the paint back.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? I would have used all my timeouts in the first half.
Well, we had...
Trying to shake them up.
I mean, yesterday was fun, though. A lot of college basketball throughout the day. And it's weird, too, because we did have... We talked about it. A lot of cupcake games to start off the season. You don't get many Baylor, Gonzagas. Ohio State beat Texas. But a lot of those big numbers you see in week one, like South Carolina lost to North Florida, Rob.
The men?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't care about the men, huh?
Women are ranked number one again.
Yeah, they won last night. I, to be honest with you, I pull for Dawn Staley. But full disclosure, I never follow South Carolina basketball.
It's fine.
Like, I've always been Maryland basketball.
There's been a lot of people I know that have that. You know, people, anytime you meet a North Carolina fan, what they always say, hey, how's your football team doing? You know, like, no, I'm a North Carolina basketball fan. There's a lot of people love Duke. You know, and back and forth. But in Duke, if you watch Cooper Flagg looked great last night. Yeah. By the way, Derek Queen looked amazing. He had
20 rebounds last night?
Yeah. 22 and 20, I think. Mm-hmm. But just getting back to the basketball games yesterday, these ranked teams that were playing like the directional schools or the Texas A&M Valley Christian Academy of St. Florence or whatever these teams are playing, they were all beating them by 40, 30. They're just playing with their food. So yesterday was an ugly day.
I think Grambling Women beat someone last night by 80.
Really?
Yeah.
80?
Yep, sir.
What do you do?
Yes, sir. But,
by the way, you're going to see more of that in the women's game because as it gets better and better and the talent gets spread out, you're going to see more teams that have talent.
Let me go
and then those smaller schools.
Did they add the 4-point shot?
Not yet. Not yet.
They scored 80 points in a basketball game.
No, win by 80.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yes.
Win by 80.
Grant, no, they beat them. I stand corrected. See, they beat them by 100. They beat Centenary of Louisiana 131-30.
Now, if you're an of...
Oh, my goodness.
Centenary's leading score at 3 points.
If there's an of in your name, there's probably a chance you're not good. I mean, it's like Miami of Ohio. Ah, we almost had the good one.
Oh, I stand corrected. Centenary's leading score had 9 points. The girl that had 3 points had... I don't know why they have her stats up there first. Yeah. Barrow, the kid that had 9 points for Centenary, had 12 turnovers.
Almost a double-double.
But she had 9 points, though. She was cooking. She was cooking. So, yeah, that's how you have it early on in the season.
Well, I mean, look, I'm happy it's back. More options of things to watch. And then throughout the day, I mean, the afternoon basketball games will go by the wayside for a good portion of the season. You'll get a couple here and there, but it won't be like yesterday for the most part.
410-583-1057. That's the number. World is Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Jared Goff are the leading MVP candidates. If the season ended now, guys, who gets your vote? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. MVP conversation seems to become earlier and earlier for every sport, doesn't it? Remember, that was the conversation you wait till down the stretch to start having. Now with every sport, we start talking MVP earlier and earlier. Now, Lamar Jackson, his team right now, 6-3, a half game back of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we know Lamar Jackson. We know what he has done so far this year, the numbers that he's put up, because we're local. He's completed 68% of his passes, which, by the way, would be a career high. He has 2,300 yards, almost 2,400 yards. He's 20 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's also ran that. That's half the story for him, because he's also run the football at a tune of 500 yards as well, mm-hmm. on only 84 carries, averaging 6 yards a carry, which would be not a career high for him, but pretty high. Then you have, of course, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, let's not act like Josh Allen doesn't put up video game-like numbers as well. He is an absolute stud. So far this year, Allen is completing 64% of his passes, just a tad over 2,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Now, Josh, Ed, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, all the talk was how many touchdown passes he had without an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has 2 interceptions like Lamar, and not as many touchdown passes.
Yeah, so, I'm still very impressed that both of them only have 2 interceptions.
I am too.
That's incredible.
I am too. And Joe just told me 4 drop picks also, so he could very well have 6. What'd you say, Joe?
So Jameis Winston has the most dropped interceptions in the
league. Yeah, in one game.
Exactly. And the most caught. Allen has 4. Jameis has 5.
Jameis has the most dropped and caught.
Well, Lamar had quite a few, too, last game. So.
They didn't put Lamar's not on the list at all. They listed him as 1 dropped interception.
Oh, come on
that,
now.
That was per Pro Football Focus said 1.
Come on. Come
well, on. Well, Lamar was tipped up in the air. I don't think they would consider that a dropped interception because nobody ever touched it. It was an interception opportunity. Interception opportunity, but it wasn't an interception drop.
This might be in that case, Ed, of like a fly ball is not an error unless you touch it.
Right, so. Right. Also, Josh Allen, I'm surprised his rushing total goes down more and more every year. He had 760 and 22, 524 last year. Right now, he's sitting at 211. Look, I thought he had more than that.
It's smart. Save it for the postseason as much as you can or in these key moments because – I mean, people can look at it however they want. He's not a runner like Lamar. He takes a lot of hits, and he tries to lay the boom to defensive backs, and I don't care who you are. That stuff adds up.
Yeah, sure it does.
Jared Goff is an interesting case. Jared Goff is completing 75% of his passes, but I didn't realize, man, that running game must be eaten.
It is.
Because he doesn't have 2,000 yards passing yet.
No, remember the game where they scored 52 points 2 weeks ago? What do you have, 80 yards passing?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He has 14 touchdown passes and 4 interceptions. And, we can look at his rushing yards, but he's not that guy. So let's not look at those yards. And then there's Patrick Mahomes, who's on this list. Am I the only one that doesn't understand that?
You got to put the guy on the list because he's the best player in the league routinely. This is so stupid, man. Like, you look at his numbers, they're winning because of their defense. And I'm not knocking him. He's just not playing well right now. And they don't have any semblance of a running game. They're trotting out. I mean, they kicked the tires on Kareem Hunt, trying to bring him back because their running backs are all banged up. Their number one receiver's down. Travis Kelce, we were talking about him. Is he in the freaking November of his career? Because he's not putting up the type of numbers that he put up.
That fumble last night was bad.
Yeah. So honestly, looking at it, he has no business being on the MVP vote.
Well, let's give his numbers. He's completing 70% of his passes, 1,942 yards, 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He finally has more touchdowns than interceptions.
Are we giving him flowers for that?
No,
I'd love to see his A-dot, I swear.
What's that?
His A-dot.
They're not pushing the ball downfield.
They never do. It's like when you have a completion percentage of 70, but you're throwing 7-yard passes.
It's the same thing I've always said, Rob. You and I have talked about it. Steph Curry in that Golden State system is amazing. If you put Steph Curry on any other team, he's amazing. You put Pat Mahomes in that system where he throws more screen passes for touchdowns than anybody else in the league, he's going to put up video game-like numbers every year. Now, in this situation, they've lost their running backs. They've lost their wide receivers. We'll see if they put it together and this offense figures it out. But as much as we're talking about the Ravens' defense maybe being their downfall, you got to look at Kansas City's offense right now and say, I know they're undefeated and they're going to be in the postseason. Yeah. They got to figure something out in the next 8-9 games.
Now, what you have is 6.1 for Pat Mahomes leading to last night. We don't have last night's stats equated into that, but leading into last night, 6.1 on his ADOT. Mm. Yards per attempt, 7.2, which isn't bad.
Yeah. I mean, but some of that, too, like, well, I don't want to take anything. It's like we talked about yesterday. You're pushing the ball downfield. They've got guys that you can get the ball in their hands, and then they can do the rest of the work. You don't have to be chucking, 60 yards down the field. Throw it 15 yards to Xavier Worthy and let him do the rest.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. So, Jeremy, who is your MVP if the season were to end today?
It's not close. It's Lamar. If Lamar keeps this up, and I'm not saying it even has to be at this point, the only reason he wouldn't win this award is that they wanted to give it to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this does happen where it's like, man, that guy again. Oh, this guy's having a good season. It's not quite as good as his, but like let's lift him up. And I think voters do that a lot. But if you're looking at it, he should be the 3-time MVP if he's putting up these type of numbers.
Yeah, you think by any chance think this is just a way to keep the conversation going, keep the fire going? Like, we know who the MVP is, but if we throw these other guys in, we make it a conversation. Or do you think they really believe these other guys are candidates?
Well, I believe Goff is a candidate. I mean, he's putting up really – that's an incredible percentage, and he's playing for a good team, which I think that has to factor into it. I think why Mahomes gets considered all the time. I mean, other than the fact he's amazing usually. Yeah. He's having an off year.
I don't think any of us are dogging him.
No,
he's just not
all.
In this class.
He's just
right
not
now.
This year. But I think that, it's people get – they become prisoners of the past last couple of years, and you see it all the time. It's like – you see in all sports, baseball, football, it doesn't matter. Like – with Hosmer beat out Chris Davis, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Like, because he wins every year, and that year he shouldn't have won. Like,
well, that's so to me, that's a little bit different with baseball because those voters don't pay attention to everything that's going on around the league.
Yeah.
Most of them just watch their team, and at the end of the year, pencil in who they think deserves to be it without even following through. It just that happens so much where you win on reputation, but when it comes to the MVP award, and the same thing when we talk about the Heisman, like. I don't know that it necessarily goes to the best player every year, but it does go to somebody that's putting up amazing stats that has a pretty good record. That's typically what we're going to see, and it's going to be a quarterback.
You know, I'm going to go with Jared Goff, though, because you said he put up amazing numbers. 211 passing attempts in 8 games,
mm-hmm.
And 75 yards attempt, 75% completion percentage. To me, when the running game is that potent, you know what I mean? I don't know if he's the MVP on this team, mm-hmm. let alone the league's MVP.
Well, that's true for in our team too. I don't know either. I mean, Derek, you can make a case for Derrick Henry, but the fact is, I don't think you should punish people because Lamar falls into this category because the running game is so good year in year out. He doesn't put up. He doesn't have any 5,000-yard seasons.
But who's part of the running game? Lamar.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. Yeah. I mean,
well, Lamar's won 2 MVPs before too. So
right.
He's
part of the running game. So if the running game is that potent, well, fine. You're part of it. I don't know.
But I'm not arguing against Lamar. Yeah, I believe he's the MVP.
You're just making points for
I don't
golf.
Think, yeah. I don't think golf, to me, I don't think golf is an MVP candidate.
He's having a better year than Mahomes.
I don't think Mahomes is either.
Well, that's a different story. I mean, I'm going with the cards I'm dealt here.
As far as I'm concerned, Mahomes shouldn't even be. Golf belongs in the conversation. Mahomes does not.
Can I throw a wild card in there that we haven't talked about in probably in weeks? I don't know if I've ever talked about him. Justin Jefferson. What about him for MVP? I don't think I brought this guy up, but it's.
Do you know Lamar is third? In yards per rush.
It's just ridiculous. Yes.
Third, he's behind. Jahmyr Gibbs is first, 6.4. Derrick Henry, 6.3. And the Lamar, 6.
And that's what I said when you said, well, like, the Ravens have had, Lamar's had such a great running game. Yeah, he's part of it.
Watch when you find out how selfish Lamar is. He's going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry and trip him. So his rushing numbers go down.
Bill in Southwest Baltimore. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, morning, man.
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk about Lamar. It's like he played a game, you know, that not a lot of players can play like him. I mean, we know he's special, but
can anybody?
He, you figure he's going to be on a short week Thursday. They got to play, you know, Cincinnati, but
at least they're home
here.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I'll let you guys at it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill.
Well, I think that's why he didn't run much last week.
You think so?
Yeah.
Short week.
That's I think smart. Short week. He got back. He had, his back was hurting. And my back, my legs.
Goes back to so maybe why he didn't practice.
Constipated.
A lot.
I got gas. You know, it's like, but I think that's why they really limited his rushing because he was hurt. He was banged up a little bit, and he played. And now he had a short week, so I think they're hurt. They're protecting him.
World of Stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, the last Ravens Bengals game was a shootout. Are you expecting more of the same? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on
the... Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Last game, there's a lot of contested catches, and it seemed like they came down with, you know, a lot of those. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of passing, great receivers, and obviously a guy like Joe, you know, he puts it on the money. He doesn't, you know, you know what you're going to get with Joe. I mean, elite quarterback, so it's always a tough challenge.
Yeah, what Marlon Humphrey and the Ravens got for Joe was Burrow. 30 for 39, 392 yards, 5 touchdowns and a pick. The last time they faced the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar, not a bad day himself. He was 26 of 42 for 348 and 4 touchdowns, no picks. As the Ravens won that game 41-38 in overtime and advanced at the time to 3-2, the first time they had gone over 500 on the year. Ed, do you expect that type of battle again this time around on Thursday Night Football?
Sure do. Absolutely, I do. I mean, they both put up a lot of points. I mean, both have good quarterbacks, obviously. But I think, you know, it took everything to win that game last time they faced each other. And I don't think it's going to be any different. Because even though they, you know, they paintbrush slapped the Broncos, the defense still didn't look, you know, solid. And I think if they had not faced a really inexperienced quarterback, it would have been a lot closer. I think the Ravens still win, but I don't think it would have been the, you know, beatdown. And I just think that you're not going to get that with Joe Burrow.
Jeremy, they scored 17 on the road against the Giants, 21 on the road against the Browns. This is right after the Ravens. And then lost at home while scoring only 17. I know they put 41 on the Raiders, but I don't know if on a short week, Thursday Night Football on the road, that the Bengals are going to put 38-plus points up.
I don't think so. But let's be honest, if you're going to sit here and look at having one of the best receivers in the league opposite of you and a guy that can clearly get him the ball in Joe Burrow, what we've seen from the secondary, if you're not getting the Joe Burrow, he can pick you apart.
Well, what do you always say? What do you always say?
The greatest
matchups.
Yeah.
That's what you always say.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad matchup for the Ravens because the secondary is it's teetering. It's
and like, we don't know if T. Higgins is playing yet because if he plays, everything's different. Because they're a totally different team when he's on the field and healthy and wants to play, but he wants to be out of there. So Joe Burrow is saying all the right things like, hey, we can do this. We got to do it. It starts with them coming in and getting a W here. I've said this before, too, that Thursday night home games are the best. It's the biggest advantage in sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens are being 6-point favorites. Again, their defense sucks, too. So if you have the best offense at home against a defense that can't stop the run, what's going to happen?
That's what I mean. I just don't. On that short week on the road, you know, if this thing is in Cincinnati, then my opinion of it is totally different. But I just don't see them coming in here putting up 38, 35 points against the Ravens on 2 days from now. I don't see it. I think this would be a battle because it's always a slugfest when these two get it on. But I think the point total is going to come down a little bit, at least on the Cincinnati Bengals side.
I think, yeah, hopefully it does. I still think they're going to score a lot of points in this game. Not like, you know, 41-38, but I think they're going to have a, you know, 33-28, 33-30, something like that.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because these Thursday games can go.
Anyway, I know.
Again, looking at the Ravens even coming in on the short week and being home, you don't know who's banged up and who's not. And we've said this before. I know you guys have seen it or we've all been privy to it that these guys look like they've been in a car accident most of the week, and they start to kind of feel normal around Thursday.
That's what they say.
But not quite. Like, if you have something lingering, that's why it's hard to kind of get ready for us. Now, the good news is you're going to have 10 days off after it, but then you face the Steelers. So, right. You know that. You're coming right back into another game where you guys are going to beat each other's brains in.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the crazy thing about Thursday Night Football. Is it me and that's total bias?
True.
Thursday Night Football isn't exciting to me unless my team is playing. I have no interest in it unless my team is playing.
I tend to agree. Only because I think there's a lot of bad Thursday Night matchups. So I'm kind of in the same boat. Like if the Ravens aren't playing or a team I'm interested to see, nah. You know, you're going to put on like Titans, Panthers. I'm going to be doing something else.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm the degenerate. So
I mean, no harm, Ed. You put on Titans, Panthers, it could be on. On Sunday afternoon, I ain't watching that.
Give that to London.
Right. That's the only way I'll watch it.
It's a 9:30 game.
Send that to Germany, too. Get them mad at us again. Will you give us the Giants and the Panthers? And oh, man. But no, like, honestly, I think this is something, too, where I'm kind of happy that the Ravens play the Steelers after Cincinnati. Because I don't know how much it happens in the NFL, but we talk about these look-ahead games. And when you play the Steelers, if you were playing the Raiders this week, I'd be worried about the Raiders. Because I could see you foregoing this, and even though the Ravens just lost them, foregoing that and saying, oh, they're going to beat them and just worry about the Steelers. The fact that you have a divisional game and a team they're behind you trying to catch up, I think you can't do that this week.
Yeah.
Home, short week. Ravens are a better team. I think they win the game, but I hope it's not another slow, you know, shootout.
I didn't even see what the total was for this game. I'll pull that up in a sec. I know the Ravens are 6-point favorites on Thursday night. And again, I went on a national show last night and they were asking me about the Ravens and their injuries. What happened with Lamar getting 2 days off last week? Maybe this is something where they knew they were going to have a short week.
52.5
on a Thursday night.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
You think so?
Yep.
Because of Vegas?
Well, I mean, look, I haven't even looked to see where the money's coming in, but just looking at the matchup.
That's the highest over and under for this week.
Yeah. How about the Ravens being in on that now, being the highest total of the week, which you would have never seen.
It used to be like 39 whenever the heyday with defense.
Yeah, so here, I'll tell you one sec where the money's coming so far and what we have. Yeah, there's a lot more money coming in on the over. That's to be expected with the way these two offenses have gone. The only thing that I could say about the under is that there are chances that these teams eat up yards and end up kicking field goals, but the Ravens have shown you their willingness to go for it on fourth down. So we shall see. It's going to be a fun game.
You know, I'm looking at the road team. The totals on Thursday Night Football, 20. And that was the Ravens coming in at the beginning of the season. 3, 10, 13, 20. So the totals have not been that good for the road team that's traveling. Mm.
It's an ugly week.
Very ugly week.
Just looking at the matchups, it's teams that we think are good or okay, teams that we think are good that are going on the road to face teams that we think are bad. Atlanta at New Orleans, Detroit at Houston. Houston's all banged up now. Minnesota's at Jacksonville. I think we're looking at one of those weird weeks. Philly's at Dallas.
This is weird right here, man. Week 7, Denver went in and scored 33 points and held the home team to 10. The upstart New Orleans Saints.
Didn't they start the year on fire? Like, what happened to them?
It was so
Remember, everybody was talking about their offensive coordinator getting a head coaching job after week 2, and everybody's like, yeah, pump those brakes.
410-583.
I mean, it's good 47 and 44.
5-7 is the number. And they combined for that for the next 3 games. Yeah. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7 o'clock, but on the other side. What a week in college football. Mm. How about those Gamecocks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. No harm, Jeremy. This is my favorite song on that album. 6:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What a weekend in college football. Guys, this may be the craziest college football season I recall in quite some time. But before we go into the scores, Ed Norris, you had the best college football experience of any of us because you were right in the heart of it down in the South.
It was fun. It really was. I was talking about the Florida-Georgia game. Because no matter, you know, Florida's not ranked. Georgia obviously is. And, you know, but the arrive, you forget how intense that Florida-Georgia line is. People were crazy. And then at halftime when they're winning, it was like, it got very exciting for a while. Then, you know, the reality set in. But it was fun.
That Florida-Georgia line, that's where I like the cruise.
The windows down?
Sorry.
Hey, dude, I was in Ybor City when Florida played once, and there was a lady who was in one of the Florida crews, and let's just say she had a bet that every time Florida scored, she revealed herself.
See, that's why I like it there.
And Ed, mm-hmm. It wasn't offensive.
Normally
when you're places and people do like that, you're thinking, don't do that. You know, I don't like Florida because I'm a Carolina, South Carolina fan. I was pulling for Florida that day.
Yeah.
Score! Come on. Score!
That's messed up because when I went to the game and I exposed myself, I got arrested.
Well, it's the difference. My question to you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
The James Franklin, what does he have to do to be on the hot seat? Because he can't beat anyone of relevance.
But all right, so we could sit here and say,
but he saved the program. He did.
Yeah, he came in after people forget all the Joe Pa stuff that went on, the Jerry Sandusky stuff.
No, remember O'Brien came in first, yeah. And then he came in to rescue O'Brien.
But it's getting to the point of follow the guy that followed the guy,
right?
You know, so to what we were talking about, and now coming in with that fresh start and getting him back on the map, I think he does deserve some credit. But it is staggering at how many times they fail against top opponents. I mean, if you're going to go 10-2 every year and lose to the two best teams in your conference, do you need to fire that coach? Can he put it together one season? That's why I think his seat's not getting hot. But Penn State's got to have higher expectations, I think.
Well, I'd say Penn State has the higher expectations, I'd say, than like Maryland. Mm-hmm. They just do. I mean, and so I think the leash is a lot shorter up there than it would be here.
And you got to ask yourself this. Why do they have high expectations? Because of James Franklin. Because remember, mm-hmm. they've fallen off for a while.
Yeah, they have.
I think that he should be at least questioned. You know, like, what's your plan, man? You know, we keep getting here. Jeremy, to tell you, Friday, I had no faith in them. I said, Penn State will find a way to lose. Just because that's what they do.
I had a couple of buddies that were texting me. Like, who do you like, Penn State or Ohio State? I have a friend that worked at Ohio State that said he thought Penn State was better than Ohio State, and he was going to bet on Penn State.
He's right. He's wrong about his bet, though. Penn State is better than Ohio State.
I don't disagree, but it's the same thing I said. When they jumped out to that early lead, what was it, 10-0? I'm going, all right, man, maybe this is the time. Maybe it finally happens. Maybe you just got to do it once and see it happen, and then it keeps happening. But that hasn't been the case because as soon as I blinked, Ohio State went up 14-10.
Think about this. James Franklin, Ed, lost to a man, Ryan Day, who was known for not being able to win the big game.
Yeah.
So the man who can't win the big game lost to the man who can't win the big game. I said this to Jeremy, Ed, on Friday. Michigan was playing Oregon. And I know they're the number one team in the country, but we're talking about Michigan. Michigan already had three losses. They lost to Oregon, four losses. I believe they're going to lose one of two to Indiana and Ohio State, if not both.
Indiana's tough, man.
If not both. They're sitting at four.
Not used to that.
They're sitting at four losses. Yeah. And I said, if they lose both of those games and go 6-6 on the year, Jerome Moore, if not fired, one and done, will have to win. We'll have to be top three in the conference next year to keep his job. I think he'll go one and done, to be honest with you.
So I had somebody text me something, and I want to get both your takes on it. That's the first African-American head coach in Michigan history. Do you think they would fire him after one season?
Because he's the first African-American coach? No,
I don't think they'd fire him after one season, period.
You think because he's African-American, he's protected?
I wouldn't say protected, but after one year? Like, you're going to fire him after one year of being the guy?
I think if the program is in disarray, and going 6-6 will put Michigan in disarray.
Okay, but I mean, it is the year after winning a national championship, too, which he was a part of.
I understand that, but it's Michigan. Mm-hmm. We talked about high standards.
No, I don't disagree with you. No. I just think one year is too soon.
We're talking James Franklin is being vilified for winning 10 games every year. You go 6-6 at Michigan, you might not see a second opportunity. I don't think they resemble a Michigan program. They're not just losing. They're losing badly. I mean, they lost 31-12 to Texas. They lost 27-17 to Washington. 21-7 to Illinois.
Is ranked, though.
Well, 22nd in the country. But you talk about Michigan, though, Jeremy. And then
but Michigan's in the group with those guys right now because they lost a lot of their talent from last year. I don't know.
Like, and they're losing badly.
Yeah. I don't know that they're losing.
I don't want them to get fired. I'm just saying I think it's a conversation.
See, I just don't think it happens. I'm not saying it's not a conversation that they have. Like, hey, can we do that this year? Like, is it too soon? Do we give him more of an opportunity? We haven't even really got to see him recruit. How's he going to recruit out there? What if he is a really good recruiter and they get things done? I think he's going to get more than one year. But it is interesting, though, to look at the landscape of college football because now with the playoff format, I think there are more teams that are going to be moving on from coaches sooner than you think because they have visions of getting in that postseason. It's not just going to be about making a bowl game. It's going to be about making the playoff.
Now, you don't know. You don't think I'm getting out of this segment without talking about the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
20-20 at halftime. I'll score them 24-0 in the second half.
Beat their ass.
Beat their ass, man. Somebody asked me, why aren't they ranked? Because at the end of the day, they don't have a great record. What, 6-3? Stop it.
Yeah.
Well, stop it.
And again, just looking
at 5-3, I should say.
Looking at the SEC, we're thinking we're going to have a bunch of teams coming out of there in that playoff, but there are some teams that got to make sure that they finish out the season without any more hiccups.
Now,
they might not be there.
Riddle me this, bet gambling man.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt has beaten Alabama, who was number one at the time. And they just beat Auburn 17-7. Auburn's not great.
And they played close with Texas.
They played close with Texas. So why does South Carolina go on a roll 3.5-point favorites?
Because it's still, Vanderbilt's not supposed to be doing this. I told you, the hiccups, their quarterback, he's one of those guys when you watch, he's that gamer. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that he's playing at the NFL level, but he just goes out there a little undersized. It's 3rd and 12. He runs for 13. He's got an arm. He's making guys miss. He's throwing it downfield. He's just looked really good this year in some situations and key moments. And I feel like Vanderbilt's done a good job of not letting the team just destroy them in the first half. And then you hang around and then you're like, we belong in this game. I think Vanderbilt's better than you think, but some of it might be the eyes too. South Carolina coming off of a huge win.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting this weekend to see how it plays
out. Let's just hope they don't have a letdown. 410-583-1057 is the number. Brenda Freeze joins us at 7:45 as the Terps get ready to tip off the season. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we've got some interesting stories. We're going to get into a story about a mom that decided she wanted to sell her baby on social media. How did that go over for her? Texas mom? How about a Chinese woman that decided she's not going to leave any of her $2.8 million fortune to her kids? I'll tell you who she left it to and how they might spend it. And lastly, the headliner, I'm a mom to 8 dolls. I breastfeed them and take them everywhere. We talk about it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.